It's 8:10. Good morning. I'm Leslie Thatcher. It's the KPCW Local News Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be checking in with Summit County Council Member Doug Klein. He'll have a recap of yesterday's special budget meeting. Park City Mountain Chief Operating Officer Bill Rock will be in with a look ahead at the upcoming season. Again, Park City Mountain scheduled to open tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Recycle Utah Director Carolyn Wara will be in with a monthly update. And Park City High School Junior Daniel Barnhart was appointed to the new inaugural State Board of Education Student Advisory Council. He stopped by the studio yesterday and told me a little bit more about that, so stay tuned for that interview. A reminder, coming up at 8:30, the Historic Park City Alliance holding their monthly meeting there at the Brew Pub. Park City Board of Education with their meeting happening at 9 a.m. at the school district offices on Kearns Boulevard. 8:11 now, good morning. Well, outdoorsman and extreme skier Andrew McLean has pled guilty, and his wife, Assistant Park City Attorney Polly McLean, has pled no contest on charges relating to their arrest earlier this year for absconding with hunting equipment. The couple entered into a plain abeyance agreement with prosecutors last Friday in Salt Lake's 3rd District Court. The charges against the pair say that on September 1st, hunter Skip Roberts found that hunting equipment that he had installed in the woods had been stolen, including tree stands and a trail camera. Another trail cam showed the McLeans in the area. Officers found the equipment later after searching the McLeans' two homes in Summit Park and Lambs Canyon. A plea in abeyance means that if they meet the terms and conditions of a probation period, their convictions will be dismissed. According to court documents from Salt Lake, 57-year-old Andrew McLean pled guilty to a theft charge, that's a Class A misdemeanor, admitting that he stole equipment valued at $500 from the owner. A criminal mischief charge was dismissed. The plea arrangement for 49-year-old Polly McLean was the reverse. She pled to the criminal mischief charge, a Class A misdemeanor, admitting that she was present when a lock was cut on Robert's hunting equipment. The theft charge for Polly was dismissed. Other than that, the terms of the plea agreements are nearly the same. Both McLeans have a probation period of 12 months. They must each perform 50 hours of community service and pay a fee of $1,500 over the span of nearly a year. They were also called to pay $180 plus interest as restitution to Roberts last Friday, and they are required to violate no laws during their probation. No word how the settlement of this plea and abeyance will impact McLean's job with Park City Municipal. KPCW News Time now, 8:13. Well, while students in the Park City School District will get to help open the ski season as they're off for 3 days this week starting tomorrow, the Board of Education is meeting this morning starting at 9. The first item on the agenda to finalize the board and superintendent goals. It's expected that the board will make a final decision on what those goals will be. The goals identified in the board's information packet online include working to develop a community master plan, analyze the access, equity, and opportunity for all students, prepare a school and staff safety and disaster plan, define the roles and responsibilities of school board members, develop an organization structure and flowchart, and evaluate the district's team members, and build a collaborative relationship with the staff and community in which the board hopes to establish trust and community confidence. Later, the board will review enrollment capacity at each of the schools to determine which schools will be closed for open enrollment. This information has to be reported to the State Board of Education by the end of the year. For the coming school year, the recommendation is that all schools except McPolin Elementary be closed to outside enrollment next school year. The other six schools are expected to be at or above their maximum capacities. A chart shows significant variance in enrollment projections for the coming school year. The main challenge is anticipating the number of new families that will relocate to Park City Schools. It's noted that more Park City School District students are choosing to attend out-of-boundary schools. Superintendent Gilday will lead a discussion around the Master Education Plan open house that was held last month and will review the next steps in that process. The Park City School Board meets at the school district office on Kearns Boulevard. You can always listen into the meeting online by clicking on the live stream link at pcschools.us. News Time 8:16. KPCW News Time now 8:16. Good morning. I'm Leslie Thatcher. Well, Park City Mountain is scheduled to start turning its lifts tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. in the studio with a rundown of the upcoming winter season. I have the Chief Operating Officer of Park City, Bill Rock. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Leslie. Great day.
Well, yeah, great day. Well, let's just kick it off first because with Epic Promise, you guys are handing out free cups of coffee at a number of locations. Want to tell us?
Yeah, it's kind of a community celebration. It's one of my favorite days. We get to kind of launch winter with a fundraiser to support the Christian Center and also give away some great coffee mugs and coffee. So if you, I was just out at some of the shops and they're very busy. So if you're interested in getting a free mug, free cup of coffee, and having us donate to the Christian Center, make sure you hit one of these locations now because we'll go till 9 o'clock, but it's while supplies last. And I think people are pretty excited about the winner and about this fundraiser.
Yeah, so basically you'll be donating, your Epic Promise Foundation, donating a mug.
A buck a mug to the Christian Center. And I was inspired by the volunteers that they have out today, too. They're out helping get the word out and celebrate the opening of ski season.
Mm-hmm. So how many mugs are, I guess, what's the donation? Because I could ask you how many mugs you give away.
I'll make you do the math. No, I think we're right around 1,500 mugs. And then, of course, we're also raising food for the food bank for the Christian Center. So people are bringing in food items as well. And I even heard folks are donating on their own, but they don't have to. But if folks want to, that's great, too.
Okay. And I know that they'll also accept donations of cash right there.
Yeah, we've been doing that as well, too.
Good. Okay. Let's see. How did you choose Christian Center this year? Because that sounds like that's a new fundraiser for you.
Yeah, for our Epic Promise giving here in the community, we have a local group of employees who are giving council, and they go through and think about how to prioritize their philanthropy in the community. And the Christian Center just does such good work, and so many people, volunteer for the Christian Center, donate to the Christian Center. They, some of our employees are supported in some ways by the Christian Center. And so the group decided, it's just such a great group doing such amazing work. It's time to put them in the spotlight and honor them today in Wake Up Park City.
Okay. Let's see. The press release says cold temperatures have made for great snowmaking, but tomorrow you're only opening, what, 10 runs, both bases?
Yeah, it's true. Great snowmaking. Our reports from the mountain right now are just phenomenal. And obviously, we just heard the weather report, so we've got some amazing snow in the forecast. We're going to open on both sides, both base areas, which we haven't done since I've been here. And it's a pretty big opening, actually, considering the time of the year that we're in. And like I said, the snow service is really going to be great. We've had good snowmaking temperatures. We'll be able to get good big wide trails and great way to kick off the year.
Okay. So we're basically at the Park City Mountain Village side of things. We're going to stay on the lower end of the mountain, and you've got a terrain park to open as well?
Yeah. So the terrain parks, I was talking to Chris, who manages our terrain park department, and two jumps and 20 features. It's a real deal terrain park. So anyone who enjoys that will, kind of have mid-season form there in the park. And we'll start on Payday Lift on the Park City side, first time lift, Three Kings. And then on the Canyon side, the new High Meadow Lift and the High Meadow Beginner Area will be showcased. That'll open as well as Saddleback. And so you'll have to download Red Pine Gondola. But again, great way, ski Kokopelli, ski the new High Meadows, ride the new lift, see what's happened up there in the off season.
Okay. And so you've kind of learned what needs to open first, I'm guessing, in the years that you've been here. And what's the goal is just to get people around the mountain?
Yeah. So I think the goal is to get great skiing as soon as possible and then obviously make connections to key lifts, especially in anticipation of big snowstorms. If we can get snow made to the bottom of some of the lifts, we can get, the lift going when we get a nice storm. Brian Sudoke, who's our VP of Mountain Operations, has been here a long time and a lot longer than I have. And, he and I consult a lot, but he's got a tremendous expertise as well as his team about what to think about the weather and what to open and where to go. Some of our snowmaking improvements this year, especially Red Pine Road, really helps us expand our offering early with snowmaking. And then, like I said, anticipate some of these bigger storms and get some of our, more advanced terrain open because we've got these connectors made with snowmaking.
Yeah. So, really depends on what the weekend brings to know how much more gets opened.
Well, we're pretty close on a bunch more terrain. So I would tell the public just to keep an eye on our website, parkcitymountain.com, or snow reports. We look to expand terrain sometime early weekend. Hopefully we can get Tombstone. Perhaps we can get Bonanza. We've made a lot of snow on those two pods, and so we're very close. This cold temperatures overnight certainly helps.
Yeah, and that's a big difference, I think, from the past years. We had maybe some cold temperatures, and then it got really warm, and it would melt, but it's sticking.
Yeah, no, this is a pretty perfect scenario, really, with really great snowmaking temperatures in the run-up to Thanksgiving, and then a nice, really, really good forecast for natural snow, too, over the weekend. It kind of, I don't know if I could dial it up any better.
Okay. Well, looking at the mountain, you'd mentioned the snowmaking there on Red Pine Way. What else have you got? I know an expanded restaurant.
Yeah, too. So the High Meadow I already talked about is a really cool kind of best-in-class beginner area in New Lift. But then two restaurant renovations I think that your listeners will be interested in. Cloud Dine Restaurant on the canyon side, top of Dreamcatcher there, is one of the most popular restaurants on the mountain. And we added 200 seats. And so there's more capacity. Certainly, it's a busy place. People love it there. The food's fantastic, but the view's amazing. And this new addition certainly unlocks another view from the top of that ridge. And then Mid-Mountain Lodge had a complete transformation. I'm so excited about this renovation. First of all, it's just, you know, great food quality, a revamped menu, but totally renovated inside and a full-service bar added to it. So that age-old question of, hey, can I get a glass of wine up on the mountain? The answer now is yes, you can, and it's at Mid-Mountain.
So is it beer and wine only, or is there a bar?
No, it's a full bar.
You can get a whiskey, too.
A full 21 and over bar license in Mid-Mountain.
So is that going to be what, on the third floor or something?
No, actually, it's in the room. When you walk in, if you go immediately to the right, there's a room. And so we've been able to get that licensed. And it actually has a section out on the deck, too, where we've got new fire pits and built-ins. It's going to feel very, you know, it's going to be a great outdoor space. People are going to love being there. And the indoor renovation is fantastic as well.
And you painted it white again.
Yeah, so we had gotten feedback that the original color was white, and we thought, well, let's do that. Let's make it back to its original color, and I think people who are interested in that sort of thing are pretty pleased.
All right, so that will require Pioneer opening to...
No, Pioneer doesn't have to open. You ski down to it, and then you could ski out on the road there above Pioneer, back over to Bonanza.
Okay, so once Bonanza opens, we can open Mid-Mountain.
Well, we'll have to make sure we have snow down that trail down in the meadows, but it'll be close.
Okay. Let's see. In terms of your crew, have you got a full crew lined up?
Yeah, you know, I get asked a lot about staffing. And, you know, in the economy the way it is, I mean, the good news is economy is great and unemployment is at an all-time low. And so that does present challenges when we look for seasonal employees. But I'm happy to say our team has done just a tremendous job. Year over year, we've got more employees than we had the year before at this time. And I've been speaking at onboardings a couple times a week, and we have 200-300 people in every one of those sessions. And so people are excited for the season. People are feeling pretty good. And we're always hiring because that's just the nature of the business. And so if you go to parkcitymountain.com, look for the career section. There's lots of opportunities for full and part-time seasonal work.
And I had a couple of folks on the negotiating team with the ski patrol, and they say they thought it was going pretty good. You feel the same way?
Yeah, I think, you know, I heard them on the radio yesterday, and I think the way they characterized it is right. You know, we're bargaining in good faith and, you know, hoping to make progress and ready to open the ski resort tomorrow.
Okay. And that was part of the decision, I think, not to use any more volunteer ski patrollers. So you don't kind of have those folks at your access. But in terms of, I mean, the importance of ski patrollers and trying to give them what they want in terms of a professional career, I guess that given other than snowmaking, it's probably got to be one of the most important jobs on the mountain, yeah?
Yeah, patrol's an incredibly important part of the mountain. And, you know, we have just an incredible crew with great experience who, you know, have come back year over year. And so I think we share similar goals around retention, and we've seen great improvements in retention of those kind of employees. And, you know, one of the great things that I've witnessed in our company for folks who want to have careers is just the progression that we've been able to offer for folks and to move on and have just these tremendous careers. So, you know, I think the season's ahead of us, and everyone's looking forward to it, and we look forward to working with all of our employees and our patrol as we serve our guests.
Okay. Too late to purchase an Epic Pass for the season?
Actually, so we just announced, because we're off to such a great start, you've probably heard of some of our other regions, we've gotten some early openings of resorts and some great natural snow. We've got a big storm on the way here. The pass sales are extended till December 2nd, so I would remind everybody, go to epicpass.com. If you're a military or a veteran, don't forget that deal. That's the best deal going on in skiing, or a dependent of a veteran or active military. And go to epicpass.com, check it out.
Yeah. Do you feel like you've noticed any competition from the Icon Pass? I mean, do you think that's cut into your sales at all?
You know, it's hard for me to say. I think, you know, one of the things about Park City is, you know, Deer Valley and Park City Mountain and Utah generally in the ski industry collaborate really, really well together. And, you know, I've gotten to meet Todd. I'm happy to welcome him to Park City. I'm not the rookie anymore. And I think, you know, we're all going to have a great winter.
All right. And then I think you're going to continue with your parking plan that you had from last year.
Yeah, parking on the Park City base worked really well last year. In fact, our guest feedback was really good. So as if you recall, we ran parking like you run a sporting event or a concert, where we had third parties who kind of specialize in parking management work for us. And they did a fantastic job. And so, yeah, we're going to continue that again.
The open lots, those will continue to remain free for now?
Yeah, yeah. That's the same as last year.
Yeah, you do have an application in to build on the lower parking lot. Where do things stand with that?
Well, we haven't announced anything on the lower lot for building yet. And as we've stated in the past, we've been kind of we're not developers, and we have talked to developers about potentially doing something there. But we don't have anything to announce or a project in front of anyone right now.
Okay. And in terms of the construction with the new National Ability Center, there's a holdup there. Has that been resolved yet?
Yeah, we love the National Ability Center, and you know, we're pleased that we're one of their, you know, biggest partners in so many ways. And so we've been working collaboratively with them to try to help them be able to build a new building to serve their guests and our guests to do the great work that they do. And so, it's a bit complicated, any base area of any ski area, and so we're working collaboratively to try to make that happen.
Yeah, but you don't have any second thoughts about the 50-year lease or anything.
No, we just want to try to make it happen for those guys. We're great partners, and we'd love to see them be successful.
Okay. Bill, anything else you wanted to mention?
No, I just look forward to seeing everybody at opening day. I want to just thank our employees. I think they've just done such a tremendous job getting us ready. We're going to have a little preview today on the snow and celebration, and then we'll look forward to welcoming the public tomorrow.
Did you reconsider your decision on night skiing?
No, I think we found, it was a pretty good decision, actually. So, no.
Okay. Hey, Bill, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, everybody.
Again, Wake Up Park City, the coffee at a number of local coffee establishments goes until 9 o'clock or until the mugs run out. So great opportunity to help support the Christian Center of Park City. KPCW News Time now, 8:30. It's the local news hour on KPCW.